Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of hour number one on this hump day Wednesday, October the 11th, 2023 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Every system is up and running. Greatly appreciate the engineers. Technology is working. Greatly appreciate everybody. One thing that I do want to mention, and I got this from a couple of different people, that they actually enjoyed the sharing of the experience, the real world experience of being a truck driver. Because everybody, every once in a while I get asked, are you really a truck driver? Yes, I'm really a truck driver. I still have a CDL endorsement license, I should say, commercial driver's license. And I haven't attempted to get my MDOT physical because now my blood pressure is lower, I'm down in my weight, resting heart rate is better. Don't really have a need to do it, but I think I could pass it with flying colors. Now that I'm down as much weight as I am and I'm exercising and starting to lift and do certain things, I'm sure I could probably pass it. But one of the listeners, Tim Tarjeff, texted in and he said, you know, I really, really enjoyed your discussion when you were a truck driver picking up sweet corn out there in Golden Junction, Colorado, and bringing it back to Detroit. And he recommended a possibility of a segment he thought would be kind of interesting for listeners. Talking about how they do it. Recurring feature, maybe once a week, talk about it, have some professionals on in their line of work, what they do. So yeah, Tim and I are going to brainstorm it and see if you guys would enjoy that. He says he's got an extensive network of contractors, professionals to tap into, could interview them and find out what they do. So yeah, that's a good idea. If you guys have any ideas for segments you think you'd like to hear on a regular basis, send me a text message and we'll discuss it. Greatly appreciate it. Now, one thing that's kind of interesting, and I'm going to touch on this just very quickly here this morning. Governor Gretchen Whitmer came out and made a statement on social media regarding the situation going on in Israel. And surprisingly, a lot of progressive liberal socialist communists that follow her post got upset about what the governor had to say. But one situation that's really interesting is an observation made by Dave Ajema, conservative former state representative, Republican national committee man. This is a post that he put out. Number one, the Ford Carrier Strike Group was ordered to sail to the Eastern Mediterranean to help Israel. Israel is bringing in its special forces to win control of four Hamas sites. Satellite photos show a sharp increase in rail traffic along the North Korean-Russian border, indicating that North Korea is supplying munitions to Russia to fight in the Ukraine. China is a bigger threat than Russia. Our military views Taiwan's fate closely linked to the Ukraine struggle going on with Russia, which means all this mess is calculated at a time when Biden has made our military weak with little strategic oil reserves, allowing us the possibility to prosecute war. NATO has sent a contingent to Kosovo, as well as tensions erupting there. What we have is wars and rumors of wars, just like the scripture predicted, with Israel right at the center of all of it. Sadly, we now have this buffoon in charge of our country's military, a puppet perhaps, with the Muslim named Obama pulling his strings. Truly, the enemy is within. We must elect different people who are not Democrat socialists, but elect people who will make America strong again and energy, oil independent. Biden has failed on every front, yet the ignorant are still supporting him. Unbelievable. That was a post he put out on Monday, sent it to me after the show. But an interesting point is, have you noticed our Muslim lieutenant governor, many of people didn't even know that, Garland Gilchrist, is a Muslim. What does he think about Hamas in Palestine attacking Israel? He's been totally silent. They've kept him out of the loop. Why? Because they don't want anybody to know that the lieutenant governor of the state of Michigan is in fact a Muslim. Why is that? He doesn't hide his faith. Most of the media knows he's Muslim. We've talked about it on the show. But yet he's silent when Whitmer's running her mouth and now getting in trouble with her supporters. Here's another interesting thing, and Dave nailed it perfectly. Energy independence. To get prices of fuel down for the last election, November of 2022, Biden depleted our strategic reserves, flooded the market with our absolutely critical reserves that we had built up under Donald Trump, completely able to withstand any type of disruption in the market. Biden got rid of it. He dumped it into the market, into the supply, to drive prices down artificially so that people would not be hurting at the pump as much, and voted for the Democrats in November of 2022. Here's the problem. We are now at the mercy of foreign oil once again because he shut down the pipelines. They've stopped drilling on federal leases, land. As a result, inventory is down. Prices are going up. The oil futures is up since Saturday. And now we're heading into a major election next year. They're predicting $5 to $6 a gallon is what we could be paying here in Michigan before next year's November election. That is a direct tax on us, the consumers, that we didn't vote for. Unless you consider the people who voted for Biden back in November of 2020. Because the tax is a direct result of his energy policies. Now we've got wars coming into play. The wars are actually now affecting oil prices. That's getting passed down to us, the consumers. Do you think Biden has a chance of getting reelected next year when we're paying $5 to $6 a gallon before the election? That's going to affect food prices. That's going to affect every single industry. I don't care what the product is. It's going to affect pricing. Why? because trucks move the products in this country. And as a former owner-operator, I can tell you right now, I would be charging more for the loads that I hauled in the form of a fuel surcharge. That gets passed on directly. Directly onto the consumers. And anybody that thinks he has the possibility of getting reelected, yeah, I think you're wrong. Because the numbers are going to be so overwhelming of people getting out and voting, they will even exceed the numbers for 2020's election. These numbers are going to be huge. Our birthday boy today, Bo in Indian River, finally becomes a mature adult. He turned the big 5-0 today. So happy birthday, Bo. He says they were celebrating in Dearborn last night for Palestine. Well, that's going to be kind of short-lived. Because if you read the reports as to what Israel plans, they are going to eradicate Hamas off of the face of the earth. They have picked the wrong prime minister of Israel to do these attacks. Bibi Netanyahu? Oh, yeah. Bo says FedEx only pays $1 a gallon for gas. Are you talking fuel surcharge? Because they don't pay that for the actual gasoline themselves. There's no place on the planet. I used to work for FedEx Custom Critical. We never saw those kinds of prices for our trucks. So whoever told you that, they don't know what they're talking about. Are you talking about a fuel surcharge? They're giving the drivers $1 a gallon now for a fuel surcharge for the diesel? That I can well believe. I was charging more than that back in 2006 and 7. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week for breakfast, lunch, and dinner from 9 a.m. to 11 p.m. Order online for takeout at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against Whipper, Nestle, and the Health Department by subscribing to our podcast at murphyslawdcast.com.
Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op has been committed to bringing a brighter future to members for more than 85 years. That's why we're hard at work to create a future-focused fiber broadband network that will connect rural Michigan to the world. PIE&G Connect will offer the fastest speeds and most reliable internet available in Northeast Michigan. The future is fiber, powered by Presqu'ile Electric and Gas Co-op. Sign up today at PIEGConnect.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Take out the paper. Little Travers Disposal in Harbor Springs supports this radio station, and we would like you to support them. Little Travers Disposal is locally owned with hardworking guys that provide professional trash disposal for your home or business. You're already spending the money. Why not support a Northern Michigan-owned company who supports us? So call them today at 231-487-0780. Again, 231-487-0780.
It's fall in Tuscarora Township and Indian River. A beautiful symphony of nature's dazzling colors of ambers, reds, and yellows. Golden Burt Lake sunsets and the crisp, clean air of northern Michigan. Enjoy our beautiful trails and byways. Fish and boat our clean waters. And meet the friendly people in our community.
Township Supervisor Bob Kramer, we love this place, and you will too. That's why I paid for this message.
Welcome back into the show. Final segment. Got a couple of text messages. Kind of interesting. Bo said he sent me a video of Dearborn, the celebration, on Twitter. I didn't get it. If you sent it via text message, did you email it? I'm not sure. Randy Walker in Brutus, I think Bibi Netanyahu needs to push Palestine right out and take back the Gaza Strip. Well, that was a negotiated settlement to end the war back in the day. And I got to tell you, this attack that took place on Saturday, and what they're doing to the citizens. See, there's one thing about us. We always fight the military. The United States is always, in my opinion, overly concerned about collateral damage, doing things that would harm citizens in these foreign lands, for example, Afghanistan. I think a lot of our soldiers were actually harmed because they wanted to operate in a way that it would protect the local citizens from being harmed in their war. If you believe the theory of shock and awe, you go in and destroy your enemy. Decimate the entire environment. You take them out. You make the enemy die for his cause, and you live. Military being told under Obama, you cannot shoot until fired upon. They literally had to see a muzzle flash before they could return fire. What? Are you kidding me? You go into an area and you destroy it. You take it over. This is what you're seeing right now on these videos of Israel's fighters taking down entire buildings, hitting them with missiles, and they are collapsing. Literally taking complete buildings down. Are they worried about the citizens of Palestine? Not really. Not from what I can tell. The media is not really reporting accurate numbers on it, but they're going in and they are retaliating. You have ticked off the wrong prime minister. That's number one. Number two, who's been feeding them supplies, the money behind the cost of war, that, of course, is Iran. Death to Israel, death to America. Well, you picked a good time to do it based on the current occupant of the Oval Office. But this is going to grow, folks. When prices start going up even more than they are right now for food, clothing, utility bills, all the things that are being forced upon us, this is going to have a chain reaction. And it's going to be very, very interesting. Dave Agema, listening this morning, says those who are celebrating the Hamas attacks need to be investigated by our FBI. Many civilians in Gaza that harbored Hamas will die, and the media in other countries will sympathize and criticize Israel. I don't sympathize. They were basically complicit in terrorism. Any of those folks in the Gaza Strip that gave Hamas refuge, allowed them the opportunity to stay with them, to be prepared for the attack. And this was a planned attack. Make no mistake about it whatsoever. This was a planned attack. Absolutely, those citizens should be accountable because they harbored those folks and gave them protection. A lot of our weapons being found in Palestine, did they get them from Afghanistan, where Biden left 87 billion dollars of weaponry, Humvees, rifles, rocket launchers, all the things that they left behind? Is it now ending up in Hamas's hands? Good question. And of course, who's funding Iranian funds? Joe Biden. Yeah, this has a clear paper trail, folks. This guy is completely incompetent in foreign policy. Honestly, I think it's Obama's foreign policy. Iran is hiding behind Hamas, not even hiding. Even the corporate mainstream media is reporting that Hamas is being funded by Iran. We're going to move to Lansing in the next hour. You got things happening there you need to know about. I'm Trucker Randy Bishop. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
The Well Connect end of the year blowout sale is here. A factory direct do-it-yourself install package is now available to our listeners. Call 231-420-8320 to find out how you can buy a Well Connect geothermal unit at a DIY discounted price. Install it yourself and qualify for a 30% federal income tax credit off your 2023 taxes. Additionally, you'll receive a cash rebate from your local electric co-op company. Well Connect uses your well water to do 80% to 90% of heating your home this winter, 100% air conditioning your home next summer, just by calling 231-420-8320. Again, save money, get a 30% federal income tax credit before the end of this year, and start saving money every month while enjoying total year-round comfort. Again, call 231-420-8320. Do it today.
Be a smart consumer this year. It's time for a new set of all-season tires. Or get a complete set of snow ice tires and winter wheels custom-sized to your vehicle. Bolt them on and store your summer tires and factory